看福音。
It is sent to the Gospel of John.
十二章三十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 32.
约翰福音三十啊十三十二章三十二节。
John chapter 12, verse 32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。主耶稣从地上被举起来是什么意思
？What does it mean for Jesus to be lifted up from the earth？
他自己有说明。再请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3 to understand this passage.
十四节。
Verse 14.
三章十四节
Chapter 3 verse 14
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇人子也照样被举起那我们再看看摩西当时在旷野怎么来举蛇呢
So let's see how Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness
因为当时的百姓呢他们悖逆神
Because at that time the people rebelled against God
埋怨神
They complained against God
所以神就使很多的蛇啊出来咬死很多的以色列民
So God caused many serpents to come out to bite to death the Israelites
大家就很紧张了
And so everyone became in panic
我就来告诉摩西悔改
And so they were told to repent.
然后摩西啊，他就祷告神了，神就告诉他来制造一条铜蛇啊，挂在杆子上，凡是望这条铜蛇的人啊，就要得以存活。
And so Moses was commanded to build to construct a bronze serpent. Whoever gazes on the serpent will be allowed to live.
这铜蛇是被挂在杆子上。
And so this bronze serpent was hung.
那主耶稣他说啊，他人子也必照样被举起。
And so here says the Son of Man must also be lifted up.
这换句话说啊，人子也照样要被挂在杆子上。
And so this means that the Son of Man must also be hung.
这是他的被钉十字架。
Which is his being crucified on the cross.
所以主耶稣被钉十字架以后呢，要吸引万人来归他。
So after Jesus was nailed to the cross, he will draw all people to himself.
那这个对我们今天来讲有什么意义呢
And so what meaning does this have for us today?
主耶稣已经被举起了
Jesus has already been lifted up
主耶稣也复活了
He already resurrected
那是不是吸引很多人来归他
So did he attract many people to himself?
保罗他说啊用香气主耶稣的香气啊吸引人
Paul says that the aromatic fragrance of Jesus has drawn us
我们请看哥林多后书
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians
第二章
Chapter 2
十四节
Verse 14
十四
Verse
14 十四节感谢神常率领我们在主在基督里夸胜并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气十五
15
因为我们在神面前无论在得救的人身上或在灭亡的人身上都有基督香馨香之气不管在什么样的人的面前呢，都要基督的香气。
So regardless of who we are doing it to, we should have the fragrance of Christ.
所以这一股香气就吸引很多的人。
And so this fragrance will draw many people.
哦，这个身上的香气当然对自己也很好啊，那闻得很香啊。
And so if you're fragrant, you enjoy being around yourself.
所以很多人喜欢买香水啊，这样喷一喷，洒一洒。
So many people like to buy perfume and spray on themselves.
啊，让别人闻起来很舒服。
So that other people will feel very good around them.
啊，能够吸引人。
And can attract others.
那保罗这边所说的基督的香气到底是什么意思？是不是真的保罗洒香水
？And so the fragrance of Christ that's mentioned here is it a perfume?
当然不是啊。
And of course not.
我们请看第四章。
Let's turn to
哥林多后书第四章。
Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
保罗身上基督的香气。到底是什么
What is the fragrance of Christ?
第十
Verse 10
身上常带着耶稣的死使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上十一
Verse 11
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来保罗他身上经常带着耶稣的香气
So Paul often carries the fragrance of Christ on him.
他的香气就是耶稣的死。
And this fragrance is the death of Jesus.
啊，保罗经常为了传福音。
And so Paul often preached the gospel.
啊，被人鞭打。
And because of that, he was beaten.
被人用石头打。
He was thrown. People throw rocks at him.
啊，遭到同族人的弃绝。
And they were people despised and forsook him.
比如说坐船呢，船坏了。
Sometimes when he was on a boat, it was shipwreck.
啊，在海洋里的停留很多天呢。
And many times he had to tarry in the sea for many days.
所以他遭遇到很多的困难。
So he encountered many difficulties.
为了耶稣。
For the sake of Christ.
因为耶稣替他死。
Because Jesus Christ has died for him.
所以他效法耶稣的死。
And so he imitated his death.
把耶稣死的金簪背在他的身上。
And he carried upon himself the fragrance of Jesus' death.
他就用这个方法来吸引人。
And so using this, he attracted others.
那么看使徒约翰。他对耶稣的死的注解又是怎么样
？And let us see how John described the death of Jesus.
约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰一书三章十六节。
First John chapter 3 verse 16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。主耶稣基督他已经为我们舍命了。
So Jesus Christ has already laid down his life for us.
所以我们知道什么叫做爱。
And so that is how we know what love is.
主耶稣也不认识你跟我。
Jesus Christ does not personally know you or me.
但是呢，他还是为我们而牺牲。
But yet he sacrificed for us.
是无条件的。
It is unconditional.
所以我们就知道什么叫做爱。
And so this is how we come to know love.
我们也当要以耶稣爱的精神来爱别人，为弟兄舍命。
So we need to use the spirit of Christ's love to love others, which is to lay down our lives for them.
那我们现在换我们呢
？And so now it is our turn.
我们指望他为弟兄舍命呢
？It is our turn to lay down our lives for our brother.
来显出基督的香气，来吸引别人。
To exude the fragrance of Christ to draw others.
耶稣为我们舍命，我们要为别人舍命。
So Christ laid down his life for us. We need to lay down our lives for others.
可是有个问题啊。
But there's a problem.
我们命才。一条啊
！We only have one life.
我现在死了就没有我了。
If I die now, then I don't exist anymore.
这怎么样来为别人而死呢
？So how do we die? Lay down our lives for others.
我们的时间呢，就是生命的一部分。
Our death is a part of life.
没有时间就没有生命。
Without time, there's no. Time is a part of life. Without time, there's no life.
有生命才有时间，
only、
时间才有意义。
Only with life does time carry any meaning. So if we give up our time for others, then we're giving up a part of our lives for others. Our treasures are also part of our lives. Without any wealth, we cannot survive. Every day we go out to buy things to eat so that we can survive and sustain our lives. So money is very important for us.
为别人而牺牲金钱
If we sacrifice our wealth for others
为别人而牺牲我们生命当中的一部分
We will give up a part of our lives for them
这个就是舍命的精神
This is the spirit of laying down our lives
一般我们用一个心呢来形容爱
Typically we use a heart to represent love
我们看到这个爱呢啊，一般呢、啊、都是红色的。
And usually we see the heart being drawn in red.
但事实上，这个爱呢有很多不同的颜色。
But yet,
这个心呢有很多不同颜色。
But this heart of love actually has many shades of colors.
有的是、啊、白色的。
Some people have a white heart.
有的是黑色的。
Some a black heart.
有的是粉红色的。
Some a pink heart.
有的是红色的。
And others red hearts.
所以我们现在来检讨自己看看。
So let us.
我们的心呢、啊、到底是哪种颜色
？So let us look within ourselves to see what color of the heart we have.
我们看看别人对待我们又是哪种颜色
？And we can see how others have treated us. What kind of heart do they have?
我们先看白色的心呢。
Let us first talk about the white heart.
路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
三十节。
Verse 30.
路加福音十章三十节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 30.
耶稣回答说、啊、有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶路撒去落在强盗手中他们剥去他的衣裳把他打个半死就丢下他走了三十一
31.
偶然有一个祭司、啊、从这条路下来看见他从那边经过 从那边过去的三十二。
32。
又有一个利未人来到这个地方啊，看见他也照样从那边过去的。有一个人呢、啊，他或许要下伊利哥啊办事情。
And here's a man who probably went to Jericho to run some errands.
他是耶路撒冷的人。
He was from Jerusalem.
要去伊利哥。但是在半途上呢，碰到了强盗。
Now on the way to Jericho, he fell among thieves.
啊，被打个半死啊。
And he was stripped and wounded, leaving him half dead. And he was robbed.
他在躺在路上的呻吟。
He was laying on the road.
他希望有人来救他。
And he was hoping that someone would come by and rescue him.
刚好呢，七等八等啊，有一个人啊经过了。
So after maybe a period of time of waiting, he happened by chance a certain priest went by.
他远远的看，哎。很高兴有一个人来了。
So he's laying on the ground, so he's probably very happy that someone's passing by him.
啊，在近一点看呢，等那个人走近了，哎，他是一位祭司啊。
And as the man nears, he recognizes that, wow, this man is a priest.
因为从他穿衣服啊，就知道他是祭司啊。
So from his attire, he can tell that he was a priest.
他想说他会来救他。
And he thought surely the priest would come save him.
可是这个祭司啊，连一点动心都没有，连一点怜悯的心肠都没有。
But this priest did not even have a speck of compassion in his heart.
看见这位被打个半死的人呢，他就假装看不到。
He saw this person laying on the ground being half dead, and he went by him as if he did not see him.
就从另外一边经过。
And he passed by him on the other way.
所以这个被打个半死的人呢，他就很失望。
And so this person laying on the ground must feel very disappointed.
他继续等啊。
And he kept on waiting.
我等到一个人来了。
And he waited until someone else came by.
那个人是利未人。
This was a Levite.
结果他还是一样的。
But,
没有怜悯的心肠。
But this person also did not have any compassion.
所以这种人就是一个白心呢、啊，
so、
一个白色的心。
So these people have what is called a white heart.
这个心啊，是个 pale， 就是 pale 就是没有生气的，没有生命。
It is a pale heart, meaning it is lifeless.
我们看一个人的脸色苍白的时候啊，您这个人大概是有病的。
So if we see a person looking very pale, we probably think they're ill.
没有生命的迹象。
Because they don't have the signs of life.
所以我们是不是？像这种人呢
？So are we like these people？
我们的心是不是白色的呢
？Is our hearts pale？
我们看到需要帮助的人是不是无动于衷呢
？Do we pass by those who need help？
然后再来看粉红色的心。
Let us now look at the pink heart。
马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew。
21章。
Chapter 21。
28节。
Verse 28。
马太福音21章28节。
Matthew 21:28。
又说，一个人有两个儿子，他来对大儿子说啊，我儿啊，你今天到葡萄园里去做工。29。他回答说，我不去，以后自己懊悔就去了。30节。
30。
又来对小儿子说啊，也是这样说，你去做工啊。他回答说，父啊，我去。他却不去。有一个人有两个儿子。
So here it talks about two sons.
对大儿子说，你去帮我去葡萄园里看一看。
And the man asked the older son to go look at the vineyard.
他其实呢不去啊，我很忙。
But his older son says, I'm busy, I don't want to go.
后来他想一想啊，爸爸对我这样说，我怎么可以这样回答说不去呢？
But later he regretted thinking, if father asked me to do it, then how can I not go?
爸爸平常对我那么好。
Because the father is always good to me.
妈妈对我那么的有爱心。
And my mother loves me so much.
他叫我去做事情啊，去洗个衣服啊，去擦个地板，怎么可以说不啊
？So if my mother asked me, or my parents went to ask me to do laundry or to wash the floors, then how can I refuse them?
啊，他就后悔了，说好，爸爸，我去了。
And so he regretted and he went.
后来对小儿子说啊，你也是一样啊，啊，去葡萄园里帮爸爸看一看。
And so the father also asked the younger son to go look after the vineyard.
小儿子怎么说呢
？What did the younger son reply？
哦，这个小孩子很会说话。
Maybe this son is good with words。
父啊，我去。那个英文圣经是说 ，Yes sir， 说 Sir， 我去。
And so it says I go, sir。
我们哪一位啊，称爸爸是 Sir？
Which one of us will call our father Sir？
我没有叫爸爸 Sir 过啊。
I myself have never called my father Sir before。
爸爸在叫我们做事情呢、啊，没有人说 Yes sir 这样子。
So when our father tells us to do something, none, very few of us
reply,
yes, sir.
嘴巴很甜啊。
And so this person has a sweet tongue.
他说我去呀，没问题呀。
He says,
明天就给你办好。
He says, don't worry about it, I'll go, everything will be taken care of.
可是呢，一天一天他都没去呀。
But days go on,
爸爸一直等
来，
哎，你不是要去吗？是啊，我要去呀。
The father waited and thinking that, didn't you say you wanted to go?
哎，你不是要帮我忙吗？要做这个事情吗？对呀，我要帮你忙啊。
And so maybe he'll ask, didn't you promise me that you'll go? And the son will say,
事情怎么还没办呢？没问题，没问题，明天马上给你办。
So why isn't the thing taken care of? Oh, don't worry about it, tomorrow it will be done.
明天过了还没有办呢。
But when tomorrow passes, the matter is still unsolved.
所以圣经告诉我们呢，爱心啊，不要只在嘴唇和言语上啊。
And so Bible teaches us that we do not love only in words or tongue.
所以这种人很会说话。
So these people are very good at talking.
是粉红色的，很好看的。
There are pink hearts, which is very, it looks very good.
粉红的颜色啊，让人家看起来很喜欢的。
And people often like the color pink.
可是呢，他却是啊，不去。
But yet, the son did not fulfill his promise.
那再来是黑心。
And the next heart is the black heart.
那个黑心肝。
Black-hearted person.
请看《撒母耳记下》。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
20:
Chapter 20,
第八节
verse 8.
黑心肝的人很可恶。
The black-hearted people are cruel.
可是他也有一颗心。
But yet they still have a heart.
第八节
verse 8.
他们到了基遍的大磐石那里，亚玛撒来迎接他们。那时约押穿着战衣。亚述撇刀的带子刀在鞘内，约押前行啊，刀从鞘内掉出来。第九
Nine.
约押左手拾起刀来，对亚玛撒说啊，我兄弟啊，你好啊，哎，就用右手抓住亚玛撒的胡子，要与他亲嘴。第十节
Verse 10.
亚玛撒没有防备约押手里所拿的刀啊，约押用刀刺入他的肚腹啊，他的肠子就留在地上，没有再刺，他就死了。约押他有佩刀。
Joab carried with him a sword.
那约押呢？就抱住亚玛撒，跟他问好，跟他亲嘴。
So Joab was embracing Amasa to greet him.
亚玛撒没有防备啊，他以为他真的要跟他问安呢、啊，要跟他亲嘴。
Amasa did not notice, and he really thought that Joab was greeting him.
想不到约押却是很恶毒啊。
But it is hard to imagine how wicked Joab was.
竟用这个方法夺取他的生命。
Joab was using this act of love to take away Amasa's life.
没有给亚玛撒一个防卫的机会。
He did not give Amasa a chance to defend himself.
没有给亚玛撒一个公开辩白的机会。
He did not give Amasa a chance for an open duel.
黑心。
This is a black heart.
所以有时候我们所做的跟所说的跟我们动机啊不一样。
So sometimes what we say and what we do is different from our motives.
有的动机啊是不良的。
Sometimes our motives are not good.
但是我们做出来呢，其实好像是很好看。
But yet what we do seems to be look very good.
但实际上这个动机是为了自己啊，不是为了别人。
And behind our motives, we are doing it for ourselves and not for other people.
有的人忽然之间呢，接到礼物啊。
And some people, when they receive a present,
哇，很高兴。
And they're very happy.
第二天呢，电话就打来了。
And the second day, they will receive a phone call.
哎，你昨天没有接到我的礼物啊？
Oh, yesterday, did you get my present?
哦，这个原来是你寄来的。
And so this person will say, oh, it was you that gave me the present.
啊，对啦，就是因为啊，我碰到一点困难呐，怎么样啊，要帮忙啊。
And the person who gave the present will say, oh yeah, because I'm going through some hard times and I need some help.
所以有的人的对你好处是有动机的。
So some people when they're good to you, they have a motive.
我们看犹大卖主的书也是一样的。
And we see it is the same case when Judas sold Jesus.
他亲主的书。
He kissed him.
但是他的目的又是什么
？But what is his motive?
他动机是不对的，是要卖主的书。
His motive, his purpose was to sell.
亲主是多余的。
The kiss was just an act.
我们当然不希望有这种爱。
So we don't want to have this type of love.
再来看呢、啊，红心。
Now let us look at the red heart.
来看撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
18:
Chapter
18. 撒母耳记上18:
First Samuel chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
大卫对扫罗说，大卫对扫罗说完的话，约拿单的心与大卫的心啊，深相契合。约拿单爱大卫，如同爱自己的性命。第二
，verse two。
那日扫罗留住大卫，不容他再回父家。第三
，three。
约拿单爱大卫如同自己啊，这第二次啊提到约拿单爱大卫如同自己。
So two times mentioned Jonathan loved David as his own soul。
就与他结盟。第四节
，They made a covenant together。
约拿单从身上脱下外袍
，verse four，
给了大卫，又将战衣、刀、弓、腰带都给了他。我们看第四节呢，这个约拿单呢，从身上脱下外袍啊，战衣、刀、弓、腰带，这些是一个军人啊必备的他们的武器啊。
And so Jonathan took off his robe, his armor, sword, bow, and belt, and gave it to David. And these are things that a soldier must have.
这是军人的装备。
This is the equipment of a soldier.
但是约拿单呢，因为爱大卫如同自己的性命，所以他就把这些全部给了大卫。
But because Jonathan loved David as his own soul, he gave all these things to David.
一个军人要出去打仗。
For a soldier to go out and to battle.
就是要这些东西。
It is necessary to have these things.
就是一个军人出去打仗，没有这些东西，等于是把他的生命呢，暴露在一个很危险的状况之下。
If a soldier goes out unequipped, then he is basically putting his life in grave danger.
但是约拿单呢，他爱大卫啊，所以他就把这些东西都给他了。
But because Jonathan loved David, he gave these things to David.
他自己啊，就暴露在非常危险的情况之下。
He's willing to put himself in the face of danger.
他出去打仗呢，随时啊，可能啊，被敌人刺伤啊。
So whenever he goes out to battle, it is very likely for an enemy to take him down.
甚至于可能会死亡。
And he could die as a result.
那约拿单他为什么会脱下这些军人必备的装备来给他呢
？So why did Jonathan take down these necessary things for the soldier and gave them to David?
一个很重要的态度。
It is a very important attitude.
约拿单他忘记了他的危险了。
Jonathan forgot about his own safety.
所以一个人只要是经常记得自己的处境。
So if a person only remembers his own circumstances.
经常记得自己的需要。
And remembers his own needs.
你看约拿单哪里会给大卫呢？约拿单哪里会脱下这些呢战备啊给大卫
？If Jonathan were so, then he would not give what he had given to David.
他会想说，哎。我这个需要啊，我去打仗的时候，这是需要用刀啊，需要战衣啊。没有的话，我会受伤啊。
And he'll think that if I go out to battle, I'm going to need my sword, I'm going to need my robe, otherwise I'm going to be in danger.
我怎么能够给你呢
？How can I give these to you?
但是他忘记了自己的安危。
But he forgot about his own safety.
我们请看那腓立比书。
Let us turn to Philippians.
第二章。
Chapter two.
腓立比书第二章第四节
Chapter 2 verse 4
个人不要单顾自己的事也要顾别人的事这个有的英文圣经呢就翻译成为你要忘记自己啊才能够把你的手啊伸出来帮助那些需要帮助的人。
Some translation says that you must forget yourself so that you can lend your hand of help to others.
所以有时候要忘记自己的安危啊。
So sometimes we have to forget about ourselves.
要忘记自己的需要。
We have to forget our needs.
我们才会去主动帮助别人。
Then we will proactively help others.
所以耶稣他也是忘记自己的安危。
So Jesus also forgot about himself.
他就谦虚他自己。
He humbled himself.
他在为我们呢被钉在十字架上。
And for us, he was crucified on the cross.
假设他没有这种精神的话
，If he did not have within himself the spirit,
我们今天就没有救恩了。
Then today we do not have salvation.
所以我们想想看
，So if we think about it,
这四种心呢，我们是哪一种心呢
？Which type of heart do we have among these four？
我们当然呢，都希望变成为红心。
We all desire to have the red heart.
真的是为别人而牺牲啊
！To live a life in sacrifice for others.
为别人牺牲，同时他自己做得了，很心甘情愿。
And to sacrifice willingly.
自己做得很自然。
Do it very naturally.
为什么会做得很自然呢？
Why would this person do it very naturally?
因为他忘记自己也是有需要啊。
Because he forgot his own needs.
把自己都已经放弃了。
He's already forsaken himself.
再继续看《腓立比书》第二章第五节。
Let's continue to read Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
你们当以基督的心为心啊，第六。
6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同为同等为强夺的，第七。
7.
反倒虚极啊，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。成为人的样式要做什么？要服侍人。
So Jesus came in the likeness of man to do what? He's here to serve others.
所以他说虚极。
So he
把自己倒空。
So he humbled and emptied himself.
把自己倒空，要自己就没有什么东西的。
So after he emptied himself, he has nothing left.
才能够服侍别人。
And this is how he can serve others.
他自己忘记他自己也是很需要的。
He forgot that he himself is also in need.
他做得很自然。
But he did it everything very naturally.
那保罗他也是一样。
And Paul is the same.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
只要在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子，我们既是这样。哥林多前书第二章的第七节，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同对不起，帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians instead.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第七节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你啊，爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音呢、给你们。第八。
8.
连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。保罗对信徒也是有这种精神。
So Paul has the same attitude or spirit towards the believers.
存心温柔。
He has a gentle heart.
纯心温暖就好像变成孩子的样子了。
A gentle heart like the children.
因为有些信徒啊，还像婴孩一样。
Because some member believers are just like children.
所以保罗假设没有变成婴孩的样子呢。
And so if Paul does not turn himself to be like a child,
就很难跟他们沟通了。
It is very hard for him to communicate with them.
假如保罗他自己的灵性很好。
If Paul has excellent spirituality,
很难跟那些软弱信徒沟通。
It is very hard for him to talk with those who are spiritually weak.
所以他存心温柔，就要变成孩子的样子。
And so he has a gentle heart to be just like the children.
所以保罗他说，我像什么样的人呢，就做什么样的人。
And so Paul says, I become whoever I talk to.
这是为了要得着他们。
In order to win them.
他要说，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子一样。
He says, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children.
这个乳养啊，就是好像一个婴孩啊，被放在保温箱里。
And so, nourish is like a child placed in an incubator.
我们想想啊，一个妈妈会怎样对待一个孩子被放在保温箱里面的孩子呢？
We can imagine how a mother would treat a child put in an incubator.
一定是照顾的无微不至。
You will definitely take care of this child.
不会去伤害他的。
Will definitely not harm this child.
所以当时保罗也是有这种爱去爱信徒。
And so Paul also has the same type of love toward the believers.
稍微连自己的性命都愿意给信徒啊。
So that he was able to lay down his life for the believers.
我们再看回来，何西阿书。
Let's turn back to the book of Hosea.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
后来我必劝导他，领他到旷野，对他说安慰的话。这个劝导有的翻译成为赢过他后来我必要赢过他，领他到旷野。
Here says, I will win or lure her and bring her back into the wilderness.
win， 这个 win 是什么意思？说战胜打战胜的时候你打胜仗了。
So win can another context is to like for in a battle and you won。
可见神要把这个以色列百姓带回来，也是要经过一番征战。
So for God to bring the Israelites back, He has to go through a fight。
跟谁征战呢
？Who does he fight against？
跟魔鬼征战呢
？He's fighting against Satan。
因为这些百姓就是已经被魔鬼掳去了。
Because these people have been led captive by Satan。
被罪掳去了。
They're led away by sin。
所以现在征战把这些百姓再抢回来。
So he need to engage in this battle to win them back。
主耶稣啊，他出来传道以后啊，就被圣灵引导到旷野了，接受试探。
And after Jesus Christ was came out to preach, he was led in the wilderness and received temptation.
为什么要被圣灵引导到旷野接受试探呢？
Why was he led by the Holy Spirit to the wilderness to encounter temptation?
因为要体验软弱人的心情啊。
Because he has to experience what a person who is weak will experience.
那圣灵说啊，他经过试探，他并不犯罪。
But the Bible says he was tempted but without sin.
所以我们今天能够到他的面前啊。
So that is why we can come before him today.
因为他是无罪，他经过试探以后，他没罪。
Because he was
sin, 他知道我们软弱。
Because he was sinless after he was tempted, so he knew he understands our weaknesses.
所以就是因为他赢了啊，我们才能够到他的宝座前呢。
So it was due to his victory that we can go before his throne.
因为他赢过试探，我们才有平安呢。
Because he was victorious over sin, then we can have peace.
所以救恩呢、啊，本身就是一场征战。
And、so salvation itself is a battle.
所以圣经告诉我们呢、啊。
So the Bible tells us.
我们请看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
第二章十四节。
Chapter 2 verse
14. 儿女既有同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌实权的，就是魔鬼。要败坏也是要经过一场的征战才能够败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
So this is to destroy the Satan who has the power of death. He has to go through a battle.
你看我们传福音呢，也是一种征战呢、啊。
To preach the gospel for us is also a battle.
因为魔鬼要把这个道理啊从人的心中夺去。
Because the devil wants to steal away the truth in our hearts.
这个很明显的，有很多这种见证。
And it's very apparent. We have many testimonies.
那牧养的工作本身也是一场战争啊。
The work of pastoring is also a battle.
所以主说在马太福音的十八章那边说
So Matthew chapter 18 the Lord says
你要赦免你的弟兄啊，你才能够得你的弟兄啊。
You have to forgive your brother in order to win to gain your brother
得啊，因为是 win 你才能够战胜你的弟兄、so、把他夺回来
so that you can,
战胜魔鬼把他夺回来、
so that you can win your brother from Satan's grasp
赦免别人啊，也是战胜魔鬼啊把人夺回来啊。
So to forgive others is a way to win against Satan.
所以保罗他说我们为什么要赦免别人呢？
And so Paul says, this is why we need to forgive one another.
免得撒旦胜过我们。
Lest Satan overcomes us.
所以有时候我们赦免别人呢，很难啊，在心里面会挣扎。
So sometimes it is very hard for us to forgive one another. We have an internal battle.
也不简单啊。
It is not easy.
那有一次，有一个人呢，他。讲那些话哇我觉得很伤心。
And so one time, someone said something to me that left me feeling very sad.
我祷告一直祷告。
And I kept praying.
我赦免他。
To forgive him.
尽管两天祷告呢心里面才能够平安。
And it took me 2 days of prayer before my heart gained peace.
这个经过考验。
So this, you had to go through, trial, you had to be tried.
我就要把他夺回来从魔鬼手中把他夺回来。
And trained so that we can take up.Take him back from Satan's grasp.
我们不要以他对我们的这种态度再来对待他。
Don't treat the person back with the attitude that they treated you.
这个是战胜魔鬼的方法。
Because that is so that we can win him back from Satan.
这是一场征战呢。
So we have to remember this is a battle.
也是一种磨练。
It is also a training.
那第二次呢？感谢主，第二次也不会生气的，就很自然、很平安的。
So thank God, the second time I encountered the same matter, I didn't feel mad. I was very peaceful.
生活本身呢，也是一场属灵的征战。
Life itself is also a spiritual battle.
我们每天呢、啊，就像进进出出啊。
That coming in and going out of everyday life.
我们去买菜。
Going to the grocery store.
我们去学校。
Going to school.
去上班。
Going to work.
都是一场征战。
All of these are battles.
有一次安息日聚完以后啊，我就带我太太出去买菜。
One time after Sabbath, I took my wife to the grocery store.
买鱼呀、啊、哈，买几条的鱼。
And we bought some fish.
大概是五条啊，五条鱼呀、啊。
Five fish.
五条鱼那个卖的人啊，人家超级市场，所以卖的人跟收钱是不一样的，所以他就把鱼哈、啊、分成了两包。
And so the person who is, because this is in the supermarket, the person who sells us the fish and the place where we pay for the fish is two different places.
那个人啊，分了两包，他一包呢又放到另一包里面，所以到后来就变成一包。
And so the person who actually gave us the fish divided the fish up into two bags and put one bag in another.
卖的呢，他是把两包啊，他分别啊贴这个价钱啊，所以这一包的价钱跟这一包这两包啊都有价钱。卖的人呢，但是呢，他是放在同样一包，所以在收钱的时候，那个收银的人呢，也许他只收一包的钱，那是他是看外面那一包。
And so the person who packaged the fish actually put the price label on both of the bags, but then because they're put in the same bag, the cashier thought that it was just one bag, so he just charged for one bag of fish.
那我们不知道啊。
And we were oblivious of this.
好，我们那个车子就开走了。
And so we drove our car and left the supermarket.
然后我太太就想，哎，这个鱼啊，这很贵啊，哎，怎么才这样子呢？怎么才？因为他在看的时候，哎，这个五条鱼啊是多少钱？可是真正在说的时候，哎。怎么少说那么多的钱呢?
And so my wife thought to herself, it's strange how the fish was so cost so little because she knew how much it should have cost and she didn't see the cashier ring up that amount.
那我说啊，可能他算对了，人家他可能算对，本来就这样子的。
And I told her, I think they did everything right. It was supposed to be this way.
男生比较懒啊，说啊，再开车回去很麻烦。
Because men are lazier, they don't want to drive back.
可是后来我太太说，哎，看看那个单子哈。
And so my wife took the receipt.
哎，看，哎，他真的是少说一包的钱呢。
And she said that he really didn't make us pay for the second bag of fish.
那既然是少说的话，哎，就要回去还给他。
And since this is the case, then we need to drive back.
不知道的话你就无罪啊，可是知道的话必须要处理啊。
And if you didn't know that you did something wrong, then it's okay. But since you know, you should go back to clear your conscience.
所以我们再回去。
And so we drove back.
说，哎，您这个只说一包的钱呢。
And we told them that you left out one bag of fish.
好，他就说用一包的钱。
And so they charged us for that bag of fish.
所以生活当中本身就一场征战。
And so our lives are a battle. It's a battle.
但是考验我们看看是不是。
It will test us whether we are honest or not.
你可以不用回去啊。
You don't have to go back to the supermarket.
算就算错了。
You can just say it is their loss. They miscalculated.
我们神的子女我们不一样。
But God is different.
我们知道这是一场生活上也是一场属灵征战。
So we know that life is a spiritual battle.
我们要做很多决定。
We have to make many decisions.
我们所做的决定是不是？都能够造就别人。
And are all these decisions edifying to others?
是不是荣耀神的名？
Do they glorify God's name?
大家请看回来。
Let us turn back.
何西亚书。
Hosea.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
后来我必劝导他，领他到旷野，对他说安慰的话。为什么要领他到旷野呢？
So why was she brought to the wilderness?
领他到旷野以后，第十五节又说，我必赐给他葡萄园。
Verse 15 says, I will give her vineyards.
又赐给他雅各谷啊，作为指望的门。
In the valley of Achor as a door of hope.
旷野哪有什么葡萄园呢？
Where are there any vineyards in the wilderness?
旷野哪有什么指望？
Are there any hope in the wilderness?
啊，这个很奇妙的。
So this is very strange.
到旷野不到平原
了。Went to the wilderness and not the plain.
以色列百姓啊，曾在旷野蒙恩。
The Israelites have received mercy in the wilderness before.
所以神把他吸引引到旷野的目的，就是要让他再想一想以前在旷野蒙恩呢。
And so God allured her back to the wilderness to help her remember the grace that He has given them.
他想想以前第一次啊跟神在旷野相遇的情形。
To remember that time where they met God in the wilderness.
因为第一次的回忆啊，总是最好的。
Because the first memory is always the best.
我们看到这初恋人的感觉啊，第一次啊，总是最美好。
So if we see a pair of lovers, the first experience they have with each other is always the best.
啊，我还记得我跟我太太第一次相认识的时候。
I remember when I first met my wife.
啊，是传道头介绍的。
It was a match. It was she was introduced to me by a preacher.
那认识以后，只是写写信呢、啊，也没有说啊，大家出去。哪边走一走啊
So when we knew of each other, we just wrote letters and we didn't go out.
啊，直到订婚以后。
Until we got engaged.
啊，才去她家。
And I went to her house.
她说用机车哈 ，scooter， 嗯，载她去，也没地方去，也不知道去哪里，哎，傻傻的。
And I had my scooter, but I didn't know where I should take her.
我知道从地理上啊，读到嘉义有一个北回归线。
And from geography, I know there's a place in 嘉义。
啊，有个北回归线呢、啊。Tropic of cancer.
Tropic of cancer.
那个北回归线有个地标啊。
And there's a landmark there.
所以就去那边啊坐一坐。
And so we went there to sit.
啊，经过二十几年呢。
And after 20 some years.
啊，现在还记得很清楚啊。
I still remember that moment.
所以神为什么要带领他们到旷野
？So why would God lead them back to the wilderness?
让他们想想那个第一次啊遇见神的经验。
So that they remember the first time they met God.
神要提醒他们。
And God wants to remind them.
你们在旷野的时候一无所缺啊。
When you were in the wilderness, you lacked nothing.
你们要水喝，神就预备水让你们喝。
If you wanted water to drink, God has prepared the water for you to drink.
你们肚子饿了，神就预备玛拿让你们吃。
When you're hungry, God gave you manna to eat.
所以主耶稣经常提醒门徒啊。
And so Jesus often reminds the disciples.
你们当时出去传福音的时候，你们有没有缺少什么东西呢
？When you went out to preach, you did not lack anything.
啊，他们说没有啊。
And they agreed.
那保罗他是有这种体验。
And so Paul also had this experience.
旷野的体验。
Experience of the wilderness.
我们请看。哥林多后书。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
六章第十节。
Chapter 6, verse 10.
似乎是忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎是贫穷，却是叫许多人富足；似乎是一无所有，却是样样都有。这是保罗他自己的体验呢。
So this is Paul's experience.
好像是很贫穷啊。
Seems as if he's poor.
啊，他为主耶稣啊做工啊，他为神牺牲啊。
He worked for the God and he made sacrifices for God.
从物质上来讲，他是很贫穷的。
Materialistically speaking, he was very poor.
因为他是全世界呢，在服侍神，在传福音。
Because he was preaching for God full time.
可是呢，看起来好像是什么都没有，却是样样都有。
So he seems to have nothing, but yet he possesses all things.
所以我们过着一个依靠神的生活。
So if we lead a life relying on God.
虽然过着一个单纯的生活。
Even though we may live a very simple life.
看起来像什么都没有
Seems as if we have nothing
可是啊就是样样都有
But yet we possess all things
啊，这个对传道人来讲啊，是体验啊很深刻
And this is something that preachers will experience very deeply
哇，我现在住在芝加哥
Now I live in Chicago
但是呢我想想我的家到处都是家
Now, To me, actually my home is everywhere
我来这边来参加灵舞会呢。
When I came,
住在教会。
I live when I come here to attend spiritual convocation. I live at church.
啊，里边有一张床铺。
And there's a mattress there.
啊，睡得很舒服啊。
And I feel very comfortable there.
啊，去天台也是一样。
Same as going to Tampa.
那个传道房。
There's a pastor's room.
去啊，园林教会。
Same with Garden Grove, California.
走到哪里都是一样。
Wherever I go, it is the same. It is like my own home.
所以教会就是自己的家。
So church is like our own home.
弟兄姐妹要互相帮扶。
The brothers and sisters must help one another.
所以看起来好像是一无所有。
So it seems as if we have nothing.
可是因为神的预备呢，让我们样样都有啊。
But because of God's preparation, we have everything.
我们要信靠神的心。
We have to have a heart that trusts and relies on God.
我们要过着一个单纯的生活。
We need to live a simple life.
过着一个知足的生活。
Live a life of contentment.
那神为什么要引导他们到旷野
？So why did God lead them to the wilderness?
啊，到旷野才能够求告神呢、啊、
？So because of the wilderness, they can pray to God.
我们当时的人啊，他们走到平原地啊，他们就建造巴别塔。
The people, when they were in the plain, they started to build the Tower of Babel.
他们就不走了。
They do not want to leave the plain anymore.
因为平原地啊，很方便。
Because everything is convenient at the plain.
啊，他们在那边就不求告神了。
When they are there, they do not call out to God.
什么都有了。
Because they have everything.
不需要依靠神。
They have no needs.
所以没有人在求告神的名。
So no one is calling on God's name.
相反的，他们就建造一座巴别塔。
Conversely, they even built the Tower of Babel.
宣扬自己的名。
To proclaim their own names.
那跟亚伯拉罕不一样啊。
So this is very different from Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是走旷野地。
Abraham walked the way of the wilderness.
经常过着帐篷的生活。
He lived a life in the tents.
过着缺乏的生活。
He lived a life that is lacking.
过着不方便的生活。
He lived a life of inconvenience.
他经常求告神。
But he often called upon the Lord.
他需要神的带领，需要神的指引。
He needed God's guidance.
今天搬到这个地方，明天要搬到什么地方，不知道啊。
So today he may live at a place, but tomorrow he doesn't know where to go.
他只好祷告求告神了。
He can only call upon the name of the Lord.
因为神告诉他，你要离开你的父家本族啊，你要离开你的国家。
Because God had told him you had to leave your homeland, the land of your forefathers.
往我所要指示你的地方去。
I will guide you to a place where you should go.
所以他只好搬出去，依靠神。
And so he left relying on God.
我每一站他都是一样的。
So at every point where he went, he relied on God.
只要是样样都有的话,
and if he lacked nothing,
拜神的心呢, 就比较淡,
then it is harder to have a heart to serve the Lord.
今天这个物质呢, 是非常的丰盛。
Today we are abundant materialistically.
我们比较四十年以前呢, 那个古老的社会, 那不一样呢。
We are different from the ancient societies.
以前的物质比较缺乏。
In the past, people lacked more materialistic.
人心靠神的心呢，比较坚强。
But then the hearts toward God were more.
今天物质啊比较丰裕。
Today we're more abundant materialistically.
那物质丰裕也是神的赏赐。
And this is also a blessing of God.
所以现在的问题啊，是不是说我们要把我们的东西把它丢掉呢
？So our question today is, do we need to throw away what we have?
我们现在问题是心的问题。
But the problem today is actually our hearts.
我们心也是要经常把自己挖空。
We need to often empty our hearts.
我们心要经常承认耶稣就是我的救主。
We have to recognize that Jesus is our Savior.
承认耶稣啊，就是一切平安的泉源。
Recognize that He is the source of all peace.
耶稣才是我的依靠。
That Jesus is our only reliance.
我们有这种认识以后
，And after we have this understanding,
我们的环境啊，好不好都无所谓，感谢领受。
Regardless if our circumstances are good or bad, we will receive with joy.
你也不会因为家庭富裕。
You will not waver because of affluence of your home.
就把神的地位拿走了。
You will not do that and take away the God's place in your hearts.
所以在我们的心啊，怎么想
？And so it depends on how we think in our hearts.
说神要一次引他当啊引导以色列百姓到旷野的地方。
And so God will bring the Israelites into the wilderness.
让他们能够再过一个求告神的生活。
So that they can lead a life that calls upon the name of the Lord.
神呢能够彰显他的荣耀。
So God can proclaim his glory.
请看哥林多后书。
It is turned to 2 Corinthians.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
十二章第九节。
Verse 9.
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸耀自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力披覆我。”软弱啊，是不是真的是软弱呢
？Is this weakness true weakness？
有一次我看到一本书啊，叫《The Power of the Weak》。
And once I read a book called The Power of the Weak。
啊，软弱就是软弱，刚强就刚强，这两个怎么会？
So logically, weakness is weakness, strength is strength. How can these two mingle together?
但事实上，软弱本身呢，就是一种能力。
But actually, weakness in itself is a strength.
你在有的时候会使自己软弱下来，就不简单了。
If you have a lot, it is hard for you to humble yourself down.
你在有的时候会使自己变得好像是没有，也不简单了。
But when you have nothing and you make yourself seem like you have something, it is also difficult.
使自己变成没有，才能够跟他那些。没有的人沟通啊。
If you lower yourself down as if you have nothing, then you can speak to those people who have nothing.
使自己变成没有，你才会觉得啊，我是要依靠神，我自己并没有什么。
And to make yourself seem as if you have nothing, then you can rely on God.
所以只要凡是认定神的话，神的能力啊就在我们身上彰显出来。
So whoever recognizes God, God's power will be manifest in us.
人要平安啊，神要荣耀。
Man wants peace and God wants glory.
而只要我们呢、啊，凡是依靠神。
So as long as we trust God in all things,
旷野的地方啊，并不是可怕。
then the wilderness is not so bad.
反而能够彰显神的荣耀。
Rather, it can show the glory of God.
能够让我们过着一个一无所缺的生活。
It will lead us to a life where we lack nothing.
我们最后再看，何西阿书。
Lastly, let's turn back to Hosea.
第二章。
Chapter 2,
十五节。
Verse 15.
他从那里出来，我必赐给他葡萄园。我这个好处啊，就是给他葡萄园，
so,
要赐给他雅各谷作为指望的门。
So、
他这必让你应声呢，与年幼的时候一样，与从埃及地上来的时候相同。那个时候神与他们同在。
So at that time God abided with them.
雅各谷啊，雅各啊，其实是一个不安的地方。
The Valley of Achor is actually an unsafe place.
啊、虽然不安，但是神会给他们指望。
But God has given them hope.
要给他做一个指望的门啊。
It has become a door of hope.
啊，虽然物质缺乏。
So even though they lack materialistically.
但神呢，预备所有的东西。
But God has prepared everything.
所以我们有时候会碰到一些困难。
So even though sometimes we encounter difficulties.
但是只要我们认定耶稣基督呢。
But as long as we affirm in Jesus Christ.
认定他的带领。
We affirm in His guidance.
认定他的爱，
and we recognize his love.
那他会引导我们到旷野的地方。
Then he will lead us to the wilderness.
我们在那里呀、啊，就要与他应声啊，过着一个很亲密的生活。
In that time, we will sing there, and we will live a very intimate life with him.
好像在伊甸园里的生活一样。
Just like the life in the Garden of Eden.
神的爱呀、啊，是何等的长阔高深呢
？God's love is so wide, so deep, so great.
是不能够测量的。
It's something immeasurable.
没有办法测量，没有办法去衡量，超过我们想象之外。
And it's immeasurable beyond our imaginations.
看起来好像是没有希望。
It looks at on the surface, it seems that there is no hope.
可是却是有希望的。
But yet inside there is hope.
看起来好像是一无所有。
It looks as we have nothing.
可是却是样样都有。
But yet we lack in nothing. We have everything.
这个就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.